Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP, 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results. The standard for weight loss in the area. It's emp180weightloss.com. Fishcake, CB, and JP. And should mention, the fire alarm in this building just went off.
So is it
watching
real,
us on TV?
Is it a real fire, or is it's
saying to leave the building.
We're having
It always says that.
If you're watching on TV, maybe you can see the flashing light, which is just annoying.
We had it earlier in the week.
Top of us.
No, I know. Well, last week, I think.
They don't do tests at 8 o'clock. They do them at 6 a.m.
Go call Carlos. Have Dummy go down there and go sniff and see if you smell smoke.
It's a test.
Go ask Carlos what's going on.
No fire.
Because we're going to miss the John Feinstein interview if there's a fire. John, we're leaving the building there's a real fire.
Yeah, just leave the phone line open, and I'll just carry the next 15 minutes for you. It's not a problem.
What would be your A topic if we left and you were doing the show?
I would just start reading out of my new kids book coming out in August, The Prodigy.
Oh, there you go.
Very nice.
Well, I can go on for an hour with that.
I want to hear
the plot summary of The Prodigy.
The plot summary is that a 17-year-old kid has a chance to win the Masters.
That is incredible.
Yeah, which is not that far-fetched when you realize Tiger won by 12 when he was 21, and Ken Venturi had a chance to win when he was a 20-year-old amateur. I mean, it's a little far-fetched, but it's not
How
crazy.
Old is this kid, Javier, whatever I've been watching lately?
He's 19.
Yeah.
Neiman.
Yeah, he's 19. Sebi finished second at the British Open when he was 19.
Right.
Yeah. So it's not that crazy. You got to suspend disbelief a little bit, but it's not insane.
Like it.
And he's competing with all the guys he's competing with are real players.
John, by the way, how are the sales on the first major, the inside story?
Oh, they've been really good. Really good. I mean, the book stayed on the New York Times bestseller list for 5 months, and the early buzz in terms of promotion for the paperback in September is very good, and my publisher is happy with me, which is by far the most important thing.
What are you doing this weekend?
I am actually going up to West Point tomorrow. The Army Football Club has an annual golf tournament and dinner, and I am being made an honorary member of the Army Football Club, which is kind of a cool thing.
That's a big deal.
Very cool.
Yeah. They don't do it that often, and some of my friends who I'm still close to from the Army team that I wrote about back in 1996, I guess, really pushed for this. And so they're making me an honorary member, which is kind of cool.
I should know this, but so when Army plays Navy, who do you root for then?
Danny asked me that question when he was about 7 years old, and my answer has always been whoever's losing. So for 14 years, I rooted for Army. The last 2 years, I guess I've rooted for Navy. But, it's very hard for me to root for either side because I like the people at both places so much. I had a close association with Navy for 14 years when I did their radio. Now I do Army pre and post-game radio on a regular weekly basis for them. So I have a close association with them. Boo Corrigan, the AD, has always been great to me. Chet's been great to me at Navy. I love Kenny Niumatalolo, as you know. Right. I don't know Jeff Monken that well, the Army coach, although he's done a terrific job, obviously. So I just sort of watch the game and feel great for whomever wins and feel terrible for whomever loses, which is the way I felt dating back to when I did the book. In 95, the Army seniors were trying to save Bob Sutton's job by winning the game. The Navy seniors had never beaten Army. They'd lost, at that point, three games by a total of eight points. They ended up losing that game by one when Army drove 99 yards to win. I was in both locker rooms. Felt great for the Army seniors and for Bob Sutton, who's a wonderful guy. He's now the defensive coordinator for the Chiefs. And felt heartbroken for the Army kids. And what my most vivid memory of that day, I know we're going way back here, but I wore neutral colors, obviously. I didn't want to be wearing Army colors or Navy colors. And I literally walked Andrew Thompson, who was Navy's defensive captain, up the ramp to the locker room with one arm around him. And Gary Patterson, who's now the TCU coach, who was the defensive backs coach, had his other arm around him because Andrew could barely walk. He was so upset. He was sobbing. And we walked into the locker room, and just before they were closing the doors, the security guard comes in. He says, "Hey, buddy, out. You don't belong in here." And before I could respond, Andrew Thompson, who was about 6'2", 6'3", 215, you know, football player built, stands up, looks at the guy, and says, "He's with us. You get out." Nice. And the guy turned around and walked out without saying another word.
Nice.
John, I've heard many times over the years that Mikey Stadium is a must visit.
Yep.
Talk about, you know, seeing a game there. And, like, if you're any sort of college football fan, it has to be a destination before.
You know, even if you're not a college football fan per se,
yeah,
to spend a day up there on a football Saturday is magical, because if you get up there early, they play all the games at noon, which I love. They have the cadets, the entire corps of cadets marches onto the plain, which is down on the campus where the dorms are and stuff. They're called the barracks, and it's called a parade, and it's very cool to watch. They're all in full dress uniform, and then you go down to the stadium, and especially on a pretty fall day when the leaves are turning, and you can, from the upper deck, you can see the reservoir, the Lusk Reservoir. It is the most spectacular stadium I've ever been in for college football. The only one that comes close is the University of Washington. Wow. Which is right on the lake there too. But just to show you that it's not my bias, in 2000, when everybody was doing lists of greatest things of the century and stuff, Sports Illustrated did the 10 greatest venues in sports in the world. And I can't remember, I always get confused whether Augusta National was one and Yankee Stadium was two, or it was the other way around, but they were 1-2. Mikey Stadium was third.
Wow.
So that tells you what people less biased than I am think. I mean, it's cool to go to a game at Navy Marine Corps Stadium, but it's out by Route 50. It's not nearly the same kind of setting.
Can you believe we're only a couple of weeks away from training camp?
I know.
I mean, I know. What,
quick? In fact, I was talking to Boo Corrigan at Army yesterday, and while we were talking, he mentioned that they're 7 weeks away from playing their opener, which is at Duke, by the way, so I'm going to go.
I was disappointed in Federer, especially the second half of that match at Wimbledon against Anderson, who, by the way, had never even won a set against Federer until that match. I didn't see the post-match comments. I mean, he was dominating the match. He was up two and had a match point in the third.
He did.
And loses the match. I know his forehand kind of let him down. Did he get tired? I mean, what was it?
You know, I watched a lot of the tennis that day. I watched his match, and I watched the Nadal-Del Potro match, which was unbelievable. The quality of tennis in the fifth set was just out of this world. And so part of it was that Anderson, you know, Anderson's 6'8", that kind of serve on grass, like Isner's serve on grass, can really be tough for anybody. And he started getting some confidence with his serve. Federer wasn't threatening to break at all in the later sets. I think that wore Federer down a little bit mentally, not being in position. There were at least two, maybe three games in the fifth set where Federer was down love 30, had to come back. We forget sometimes, because he's so amazing, that he's almost 37.
Yeah.
Tennis players aren't supposed to still be at this level in their late 30s.
No, he's a freak. I mean, he's a freak.
Yeah, he is. I mean, when Jimmy Connors got to the semis at the U.S. Open at 39, that was considered one of the greatest miracles of all time. He didn't win, but he did get to the semis. Most guys stop winning majors by the time they're 30. McEnroe won his last major when he was 26. Borg was 25. Lendl was 29. I mean, you can go down the list. There aren't many guys who win majors in their 30s. Federer and Nadal, who's 32, are remarkable exceptions to the rule. And I just think he got a little worn out both mentally and physically. And Anderson played really well, especially late in the match.
It's incredible that, and we were talking about this during the break with the producers, but an American male hasn't won a slam since Andy Roddick.
2003.
I mean, that's crazy. 15 years.
Yeah, Roddick at the Open in 2003.
And I guess, you know,
and really, other than Roddick at Wimbledon, you remember that great match he played with Federer in 2009 where Federer won 16-14 in the fifth?
Yep. Right.
Other than that, Americans haven't come close.
Right.
It's not
right.
like, you know, in the old days, you know, and I'm talking old days, you'd have McEnroe and Connors who could win, Vitas Gerulaitis who could win, you know, and then, of course, you had the Sampras, Agassi, Courier era where Americans were always in contention everywhere. Americans even won the French a few times. Courier won it a couple times. Agassi won it. Chang won it. But right now, I mean, it's to call it a drought is a vast understatement. And, you know, Isner has a chance, certainly, to beat Anderson. And if you get to a final, anything can happen. But I think the odds that he could beat either Nadal or Djokovic are very long.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Serena Williams here for a second. What she's doing is remarkable, right? You have a baby, and I don't know how many, I know it's happened before, but I don't know many women have had babies in one Grand
Slam. Kim Clijsters did it, I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that one too. But anyway, look, I don't know how to say this delicately, but I mean, she's still dealing with the, you know, having
she's
a baby.
She's bigger than she was.
She's big. She's a big woman right now.
Yeah. Huge.
It's remarkable what she's able to do.
But she still gets around the court.
Yeah, is this a testament to her or to the lack of the depth on the women's field?
It's a good question, and it's a legitimate question. It is a testament to her. I mean, let's start
There's
with
no
that.
Question
I mean,
about
10
it.
Months after what was apparently a very difficult childbirth, she's playing in a major final. That's remarkable. And she still has extraordinary power, and she moves well, especially for someone who's her size. She's always been a big girl.
Yeah, but she's
now. Always been muscular and very strong. Her power is dominant. But it also is the fact is there aren't any great players right now in the women's game other than Serena. Now, Kerber is a good player. She's won a couple Grand Slams. Sharapova, you know, has won five, but she's not what she used to be before the drug thing. And none of these younger players have emerged as great players yet. I mean, Muguruza is a good player, very good player. She's won two majors. But it's not like when you had, at one point, there was a cross-section of Chris Evert and Martina Navratilova near the end of their careers, and Steffi Graf and Gabriella Sabatini and Monica Seles
too.
Rising as stars.
Yep.
You don't have that kind of depth. And the women's game has never been as deep as the men's game. It just never has been.
Right.
But right now, you're right. There is nobody great. But Kerber's going to be a very tough match for her.
Have you followed this Nats Ryan Zimmerman story, the saga?
Yes.
The last few days. It is strange. We interviewed Ryan. We were there in spring training, and we bought the whole, well, he's a veteran. He doesn't like spring training. He doesn't need it. And turns out, well, he couldn't run. That's why he was kind of hiding on the backfield. But why wouldn't they just say, if this is
why
wouldn't they just say that?
Yeah, but let's be fair here. Me being fair to Mike Rizzo? Yes. teams do this in sports all the time. One of the reasons why the NFL requires injury reports every week is partly for gamblers, but also because teams will lie about how seriously a guy is hurt or whether a guy is out or he's not out or he's probable
Legendary
or questionable.
In hockey.
Hockey is, you know, with the upper body injuries and the lower body injuries, you know, they won't even tell you what the injury is. Even when you see a guy get hit in the wrist by a puck, and he goes off holding his wrist, and they call it an upper body injury. I mean, it's silly at times. And I still remember when I was doing the Ravens book 14 years ago that one of their players, when they went up to play the Patriots, one of their players was not listed on the injury report. And then he got hurt, like, on Saturday and didn't play in the game. And Bill Belichick complained to the NFL that he hadn't been listed on the injury report, and they had to send film of the fact that he was in practice. That's another reason why they had to film practice. But they had to send film to the league office that he had practiced Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and that's why he wasn't on the injury report. It was Orlando Brown, the guy known as Zeus. You remember him, who got hit in the eye by the referee?
The flag, yep.
The great Jeff Triplett. Again, this isn't unique to the Nationals, but I will say this. They played incredibly close to the vest, maybe more so than some teams. Although the Mets, for years, were famous for declaring players day-to-day, and then 3 days later they'd be on the 60-day DL. I think Johan Santana is still day-to-day for the Mets.
Hey, real quick, just one league question. And we were talking about this earlier in the week, but the Orioles have a legitimate shot at finishing 60 games out. And the last,
yes,
the
they
last,
also have a legitimate shot of losing 110 games.
Yeah, the last team that finished 60 games out was the were the Mets in '62, and I believe they have the record for most losses.
120 losses, right. And they only played 160 games.
I mean, it's unbelievable because it wasn't that long ago where they were in the playoffs. And
I can't imagine what Buck Showalter's going through because I think he's had two losing seasons as a manager. You know, with four different teams. I mean, he's always, he's never won a World Series, but he's always managed
good teams.
They're
just a mess up there. They're a mess.
It's brutal. It's just brutal. And, you know, you see the crowds at Camden Yards every night. You know, they're announcing 16,000. That's including the season ticket holders who don't show. And, you know, they did a little better when it used to be when the Yankees came to town, like they did this week. You couldn't get close to getting a ticket. And I think they had 24,000. The weather was beautiful, but the team's terrible. The team's just awful. I mean, you know, the pitching is horrible. I mean, the starters, it's a good night if a starter gets through five innings respectably. The bullpen's not any good. Now, they've had some injuries, but people have injuries. They've got one guy who's having a good season, and that's Machado, who they're probably going to trade by the end of the month.
Oh,
so
definitely going to trade him.
Yeah, I mean, it's
and think about
awful
that. They've got 26
because,
wins.
Like you said, Jason, they've been such a good organization for most of the last 50 years. They had that terrible lull from the late 90s till you know, for about 8 or 9 years. And then when Buck came in, they turned things around, came close to going to the World Series a few years back. But now they're back to being just horrible, horrible.
I haven't seen a year like this in one league where you can pretty much set the top five playoff team. I mean,
well, we know who the five playoff teams are in the American League. Yeah. The only team that has a chance, you know, it's Yankees, Red Sox in the East, it's Cleveland in the Central, and it's the Astros and Seattle in the West. Although Oakland's
good.
Playing really good ball right
Oakland's
now. They just
really
beat
good.
The Astros 3 out of 4 in Houston. They're the one team that could crack those five. But you're right, Jason. Right now, it's done. It's set.
Yeah. And one of the teams that's going to win 105 games plus is going to play in a wild card game.
Maybe two.
Yeah.
I mean, Seattle slowed a little bit, but both Seattle and the Yankees are on pace to win 100 games and be wild card teams, which is amazing.
Mm. All right. Well, have a great time up there in West Point, buddy.
Yep. Thank
I look
you.
Forward to it. Talk to you guys next week.
All thanks,
right.
John.
All right. Thank
thanks.
You, John.
Yep.
It's John Feinstein, everybody. Could be a what honorary member of the Army Football Club.
Yep.
Very cool.
Getting inducted this weekend.
Very
cool. For him.
I don't think we're honorary members of anything.
No.
Maybe that Radio Hall of Fame in Bowie.
Are we part of that?
I don't know. They came out for our 20th anniversary.
That's true.
Remember the show we did in Prince George's County?
Yeah.
We've been honored.
Oh, that's right.
Did we have a day?
We got a day.
Yeah.
We have a Junkies day.
We got a proclamation.
We wanted a street named after us, but they didn't do that. We got the fake sign.
Yeah, we got a sign.
Yeah.
Fake sign.
By the way, smoke alarm's still going off. What's the update? Just a test or
Drabby?
A glitch?
What's going on with the smoke alarm?
Oh, no. I think it was a real alarm, but it was just
false alarm?
The engineer said that he thinks that someone was smoldering, like doing some welding or something up there.
Oh, okay.
Set it off on accident.
Gotcha. All right. But Cakes is right. If we will end up, if there's a fire here, we'll be the last ones out because we're in the corner. We won't know. We'll just ignore it and just think it's just a regular old glitch.
Yeah, but if we find out the building is on fire,
we'll be out
of here with the quickness.
Yeah, I just hope we find out in time.
Right.
All right, coming up next, we're going to switch gears. We'll open up the entertainment page here on the Junkies. We'll talk some NFL coming up at 9. Jay Busby from Yahoo Sports will join us. We're just 2 weeks away from training camp.
Remember, you can join the Junks and 106.7 The Fan for our summer dress party Saturday, July 14th. That's tomorrow, starting at 4 p.m. It's brought to you by our good friends at Corona. Corona is what summer wants. Enjoy and relax responsibly. Thanks in advance to Corona. I believe they're dropping off another shipment of beer for us before we're done today. And coming up at 9:40, one of the biggest fans all time of the Junks summer dress party, one Danny Ruye, a.k.a. Funny Danny. Stopping in at 9:40 to help us hype up the event. He loves it.
He had a good time last year.
It's one of his few I'm going to get really crazy, out of control days on the calendar.
I think there's only two a year that he does.
Yeah.
He goes nuts, right?
He loves him junk summer dress party.
Summer dress party, and then sometime around Christmas, he just goes nuts.
Right, maybe.
Yeah, I think his wife gives him a pass for summer dress.
Two nights,
for whatever reason.
Yeah, so he'll be in with us at 9:40. 14.
Yeah, so good for that.
Yep.
Good for Danny. All right, let's get into the world of Hollywood and entertainment, tell you what's going on out there, boys.
Any good movies coming out this weekend? I know we didn't have Kevin on because he's on a cruise.
You'd have to ask Kevin. Drabby didn't give me the movie
Skyscraper.
List. Skyscraper, oh, yeah. That's
I'm gonna
the one.
I'm going to send him a text right now.
By the way, you didn't do that yesterday.
I'm
going to
do it right now.
And if you're into animated fare, Hotel Transylvania, I believe 3, Summer Vacation is coming out. So if you're into Adam Sandler making even more money for just lending his voice to a project, that's the movie
I'm
for
happy
you.
My son never got into any of the animated movies.
Yeah.
Very few, if any.
Right.
The Emmy nominations recently came out. JP, you could probably speak to some of these. I know you watch a lot of like network television, a lot of shows.
But I heard Netflix got the most nominations.
They broke HBO's 17-year streak as the most nominated network.
I'm wondering, because I've watched a few shows on
They got
Netflix.
112 nominations.
Did Ozark get one?
Ozark, solid. I believe it's coming back the end of August.
Still haven't seen that.
You should watch it.
We got plenty
it.
Of time.
You definitely have.
Only 8 or 10 episodes.
Yeah, it's pretty short.
You know
short.
What show I like?
It's your guy, Jason Bateman.
I know. I've heard it's great. What show I'm just addicted to, even though the acting is horrific?
The Power. Body.
Power on Stars.
Power. I think With Power Fitty? Has gained steam.
Fitty's such a bad actor. But I just love it because all it is drugs and violence yeah. and street gangs.
I've heard it's good. But it's gained steam. Like I feel like the first couple seasons, not that many people watched it.
Yeah.
And I saw the numbers for their season 5
finale
premiere.
Oh, premiere, yeah.
And it was big.
Yeah.
It also was big because I think they said more people watched it on the small screen, like their phones sure. or tablets, than actual TV.
It's a little yeah. like Sons of Anarchy in that like the violence is over the top and the acting's not great and they never catch any murderers.
But you like the storyline.
Always unsolved murders.
Right.
But the story, I just, for some reason, I'm addicted to some of the
you
characters.
You should watch, fit in some Ozark. You will.
Yeah,
you
Ozark will. Was definitely nominated. Drabby, Jason Bateman was
Power?
Nominated for
you ever
that.
Watched Power?
Nah, Drabby? I never watched it.
Yeah.
But apparently, so, the Ozark was a disappointment. They had a huge campaign to get it nominated for Best Drama Series, and it did not get nominated for
but
that.
But Bateman got nominated for as an actor yeah. and as a director.
Right.
For Ozark. So
he's so talented.
I don't know. So apparently Netflix got 112 nominations. HBO got 108. Those include Best Comedy nominations for Glow and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, as well as Best Drama nominations for The Crown and Stranger Things.
I haven't watched any of those. I did watch Stranger Things season 1. Never watched
Wasn't
season
for you.
2.
But I watched there, both. I there, enjoyed them.
There were other streamers that did well. Hulu received 27 nominations. I guess last year's best drama winner was The Handmaid's Tale. Ugh. That's up for the big award again. Also, Amazon received 22 nominations.
What's Roy Hulu Jr. up to these days?
I don't know.
What a bust he was.
It's a Redskins blast from the past.
Yeah. So what were
Running
the shows?
Back, right?
Yeah. Hulu?
What were the shows nominated for best drama since Drab teased that Ozark wasn't part
I'd
of that?
To, I'd have to Google it.
It's not
it.
Laid out that way?
Not in this article. I'd have to Google it.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber recently proposed to that Haley Baldwin chick. And this is
right.
just like a few
That's
months.
Stephen Baldwin's daughter.
Correct.
Yes.
I think so. Just a few months after that Selena Gomez or whatever broke up with him. And apparently it was recently seen dating, I don't know, like her best friend's brother or something. And apparently that's kind of what set Bieber off when he saw Selena out there dating. And he just said, F it. And he just proposed to Haley Baldwin and gave her $500,000 engagement ring, Cakes.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty
crazy. I don't know how you can afford that.
I don't know how you can afford
JP, I've got your
either.
Best drama list. You want it?
Yes.
The Americans.
Ugh, you said that
the finale
the
was terrible.
Terrible.
It was awful. The Crown, I've never seen it. Game of Thrones, I've seen 30 minutes of it. I just can't get into the flying dinosaurs.
Dragons.
The Handmaid's Tale. No clue. Hulu. Stranger Things, never seen it. This Is Us. You like it, I think.
I do like This Is Us.
And Westworld.
That's the only network show, I think. On that list.
Yeah.
All right.
Networks are becoming dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah. If your
start.
Show's on a network, it might be poop.
Now, This Is Us.
Behind.
It's definitely not edgy.
Really no. well done. Really good acting, but emotional manipulation.
Yeah.
You know
like,
how you said Undercover Boss does that, too?
Oh,
emotional
yeah.
manipulation.
They got it down pat.
This Is Us does that.
All right. This story infuriates me. It's part of the times, though. It's 2018, and I shouldn't be surprised. And I'm sure some people out here think it's great. But this just bothers me. FIFA has now said they've spoken to organizations and broadcasters about reducing the amount of shots of hot chicks at the World Cup because they've gotten complaints. There's an anti-discrimination group out there called the FAIR Network. It's not F-A-I-R. It's F-A-R-E. And they're complaining that it's sexist to show so many shots of hot chicks at the World Cup.
But this person that I wrote down this paper, she's the one who complained.
I don't know. I know who. I don't even have to look.
Since you bring up a FIFA story. I mean,
is that not ridiculous?
Since you bring up a FIFA story.
So now we have to show pigs.
Why does she complain all the time?
I don't know.
Why does that person always
That's
complain?
That's just a big complainer
I don't
right
know
there.
Why hey, she does that.
Since you bring up a FIFA story, I saw this story just a few minutes ago. And I didn't know when to bring it up. It's via Reddit, so you never know. But think of the audacity of doing this. So Mexico's manager, Juan Carlos Osorio,
all right,
allegedly brought his wife to Russia for the World Cup and his mistress to Russia for the World Cup.
What is he doing? Why is he doing that? He's brought both?
Brought them both.
Now, are they sitting next to each other?
I don't know.
That's an awfully brazen move. You know what? It tells me he's got tremendous... an outrageous pimp hand.
Remember when, like,
or he's just big stupid.
Remember when those miners got stuck years ago, and the one guy had his creeper and his wife. Wait.
Chilean miners. Yeah.
somehow they put two and two together. They were both looking for the same dude.
Sure.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
Yeah, but to bring both your wife and your creeper to the same location.
Well, maybe sets them up at separate hotels. And then, like, game days, you know, you move around.
Yeah, but
Mexico
still,
plays in different cities.
It's a ballsy move.
You know what it is?
Ballsy.
It's an unnecessary risk. Right. Well,
I think his creeper is a sports reporter, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Crazy. This story blows me away. I didn't even know these still exist. Blockbuster Video closing their last two stores in Alaska, leaving the giant chain with one location left in the United States. I'm trying desperately to find out where it is.
I know where it is. I saw the story. It's in Drab T-Shirtville, Bend, Oregon.
Is that where it is?
Yes.
At one point.
I hear Bend is money, by the way.
At their peak.
It's really nice.
Real?
I'm sure it is.
Like, they have resorts everywhere up there.
They do?
That's what I hear.
9,000 stores.
What?
At Blockbuster's peak. And we all remember in the 90s.
Yeah, going to Blockbuster. To go and you look for a video for like 15 minutes.
They employed more than 84,000 people. Now they're down to one store.
JP Finley,
I can't even believe there's one store.
JP Finley was tweeting out like his last four or five jobs before he got into journalism, and one I believe was working at Best Buy. The other he worked at Chicken Out, and it brought me back in the old town where I live. There used to be a Chicken Out on the end of a strip plaza, buttressed by a Blockbuster directly next to it.
Mm-hmm. And what is there now?
Well, now it's a Cafe Rio. They serve delicious Mexican fare. And it's a Petco Unleashed pet store. I mean, those two stores haven't been around for like a decade.
Right. Sick.
Chicken Out, they just expanded their menu way too big.
That's what I said. Yes. They were the opposite of Five Guys. Like, Five Guys, I'm dying for them to add, you know, milkshakes or something. And I've seen Five Guys.
The O-Town.
Not all of them.
Yeah.
Though.
The O-Town has it.
I gave away two televisions yesterday, and I threw away my last DVR machine.
You did.
Yeah, threw it away. Actually, no, I've got one
DVD
more.
Player, you mean?
I mean DVD.
DVD
yeah.
player.
Yeah, DVD player.
You tossed it.
Yeah, tossed it. Done. You should have seen how much dust was on it.
I still think I would keep mine in case if I decided to do like P90 or something. You know what I mean?
No, that's done. It's in the trash can.
Right.
What if I might want to do a Tony Horton workout? I got to keep my
sure.
DVD player.
Find it somewhere.
I still have a JanSport backpack. That I had some. I gave away a lot of videos, but I was digging around for a bag for my trip recently. We had a lacrosse trip we had to do, and I was picking all these old bags I had, and then I found in the corner. I'd saved some special.
Really?
Some special.
Some red tapes.
Some old VHS tapes.
Wow, you just got to ditch those.
I gotta just let them go.
You want your kids stumbling upon?
No, like when I die, like when I get in a car accident and die. And they go through all my belongings.
There's an estate sale.
That's gonna be awful.
Those could fetch a pretty penny in estate sale.
Wait, maybe I should autograph them. Like
number 112.
Yeah, I think I kept like
Harry Horn Dog.
I think
series.
I kept like Jenna Jameson's first appearance on with Randy West in the Up and Comer series.
Yeah, and it wasn't spelled the conventional way.
Yeah, it was spelled differently. Yeah. Right. I still have
Randy.
Remember,
Wells.
I came in and I brought.
We always bring up the
he's
same
still
names.
Alive. Of course, we do.
How do you know he's alive?
He's still, because I haven't seen a headline that said porn legend Randy West dead.
But Randy West dead. There's going to be a moment of silence on the show.
Would he get a headline?
100%.
Yeah,
Randy West, 70 years old.
When he expires, lock there will be.
You think Valdez
a headline.
Wouldn't give Bickle a story on it for
how
the
old
app?
Is Peter North?
Ooh. 63.
Let me get it. Why are you only mentioning guys? 61. You're pretty close.
Because the chicks. Okay, what do you want me to
they
mention?
They just recycle.
Christy Canyon.
You know what's so funny?
Wow, really showing our age.
Here's Randy
point.
West, also known as Andy Deere, Johnny West, and Randy Abrams.
I didn't know he had so many stage names.
Neither did I. 70 years old.
Who would you
he
recognize?
He's a graduate of the University of Miami.
Really? Good for him. He loves throwing up the U.
He didn't fit the stereotype of porn stars.
Well, yeah, that's true. He had cakes. No, it's true. It's true. He had
he wasn't really holding.
No.
He was an average Joe.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to be average. What can you do?
Average Joe banged about 10,000 chicks.
Why was he so popular? Why did he get so many gigs?
Well, it's not just that. There's a lot of...
you gotta have endurance.
Yeah, the endurance is a huge factor.
Timing. Don't they all have it?
Huh?
Don't they all have
it? I think he was a Bubby Brister.
Probably.
He's in that range.
I need to update your quarterbacks.
By the way, while we're on a titillating topic.
I mean, Bubby Brister, how much?
I'm gonna have to bring Drab into this. Somebody tweeted me at Money Metal Cakes yesterday to ask Drab about his wife and the Indian kids, and apparently she was driving crazy in their new neighborhood.
Funny
like
story.
In the past few days.
What happened?
Well, my wife's a donk. You guys know this. Yeah. There's a basketball court right behind our balcony. We live in a townhouse, so it's almost like the courtyard area.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, she went to the pool last weekend and then comes out on our balcony to come holler at me as I'm playing basketball with a bunch of middle school kids.
Right.
Well, she's out dancing and jumping up and down in her bikini.
Yeah.
On the balcony, and the kids in the court
didn't
know.
Kids are going crazy.
I see this little Indian kid goes, "Oh my God." And then they're all elbowing each other, and none of them knew it was my wife.
Right.
My butt
fun. You know, it made you feel good, though.
Yeah, it made me feel good.
It's just funny that we had to specify Indian
pretty
kids.
Funny.
did you tap one of them on the shoulder and say, "That's my wife"?
About they realized it about 2 minutes later when she came down to shoot hoops.
Right. Oh, really?
I said, "Go put a shirt on, please." What are you doing? Too many daiquiris.
You're getting
the pool,
all those 15-year-old kids in the neighborhood excited. Yeah.
Look at you. By the way, Cakes, Peter North, 2,588 credits as an actor.
Got to give him a clap.
How many?
2,588.
So if you just take the 2,500, and a lot of those, he's doing multiple
scenes.
Yeah,
it's a lot of work. He's got to be exhausted.
I don't know how he's alive.
He's got to be exhausted.
You see what he produces?
He's working. That's like digging a million ditches.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a lot of endurance
in there, Cakes. It absolutely is.
All right, right now, we're going to hook up the listeners. Callers 10 and 11. We're going to hook you up with a family 4-pack of tickets to the Geico All-Star Fan Fest, which is coming to the Walter E. Washington Convention Center July 13th through the 17th. Tickets for each day are still available. Plus, you can listen this afternoon at 5:05 and 5:40 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the 89th annual MLB All-Star Game. Get the details online now at thefandc.com/contest. So again, 10th caller, 11th caller will hook you with those 4-pack of tickets. 800-636-1067.
Don't sleep on the summer dress party. It's tomorrow, July 14th at Whitlow's on Wilson. It all gets started at 4 p.m. Whitlow's on Wilson, where it's good times with good friends. Get all of your details online right now at thefandc.com/summer.
News babes confirmed. Sheena Parveen, Caitlin Roth, Aaron Como, Annie Yu, Lauren Ricketts.
It's quite a list.
Not done. Who else am I missing? Melissa Mullay.
Mm-hmm. Don't you have this list written down in your silly notebook?
I did, but I think that's it. Maybe I'm missing one, but because Aaron Hawksworth had to bail. But it's going to be a good time.
It will. Looking forward to it.
And still stunned Aaron Hawksworth is having Adam on her sports talk show on News Channel 8 in a couple weeks.
Oh, Sarah Perlman.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's always packed.
Oh, it'll be so jammed.
It's always packed. It's always a great time.
Maybe there won't be enough room for Rom.
Oh, that'd be great.
He'll slither his way in.
Oh, I think he's...
I'm sure he's busy Rom forming.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the case.
He sends me texts periodically. He sent me one yesterday. Like, he'll send me a pic of him in the early 90s. Okay, and he was like on stage with like some kids from high school.
Yeah, I've got the same picture.
And it's like some sort of, I don't know, some goofy like bodybuilding contest in high school. It was like Mr. Wilson High School, wherever the hell he went to high school. And he wants me to guess which one of the guys is him.
Right.
Do you think I care?
No, I know you don't care.
Do you think I care at
but
any level?
I know which one is him. It's the guy on the left, and he weighs 120 pounds.
Right. It's the guy 200 pounds ago.
Yeah.
Right?
It doesn't even look like the same person.
And he goes, do you know which one's me? And I go, no. And then he goes, AKA, you don't care or you didn't look. And I go, no, I looked. I didn't care.
Right.
And then he gets upset.
Let me see the pic.
Then he gets upset.
The pic right here.
You know, and I just get these images randomly.
So it looks like something
looks
out
like
of
a toothpick.
What is that?
Yeah. It's the 90.
What is it?
It's the 1991 Mr. Marshall High School contest.
Right.
He looks like he's doing a flex off. And it's the two skinniest guys in the school.
Right. He looks like he's about 5'4", 120 pounds.
Somehow.
Right.
Where now, did it all go wrong for him? I know he got divorced.
I think that's where.
Was he in decent shape before that?
Probably not. I don't know. I think he's got a problem with alcohol.
The first time I remember meeting him was at a Junkies appearance. A couple of you guys had met him prior.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that bit where he introduced himself and started talking, and then he whipped out the picture of himself bodybuilding, on the beach.
He still carries that picture around. I don't know why.
Right.
He loves this. Glory days.
He loves this, though.
Yes, Rom
Dimensions. Yeah. He loves it. Even though all we do is just kill him?
He loves it, of course.
For him, he's calling in Rom right now.
Mentions, positive or negative, and usually they're overwhelmingly negative. It doesn't matter. It's all attention.
Here we go.
All right, go ahead.
Where did it start going wrong for you, Rom? Like, is there a date?
It was, I think, 2007. Was it May 31st, my first interaction with the Junks?
No, but you were already a disaster by then.
Oh, you guys are the catalyst. Well, when I clicked on a stock trade, and I think it was 04, 03.
That's when your life spiraled out of
control. Led the way to divorce. Yeah.
Is that when you lost $1 million?
No, but before that, though.
No, that was before. I mean, the $1 million was with you guys.
Right.
On our watch.
No, I know, but before you met us, and even before your divorce, you were still like an alcoholic.
No, dude, during my marriage, I was actually quite normal. You guys would be shocked. You wouldn't recognize it.
Impossible.
The divorce is what kind of started everything. No, I got into stock trading, and that's what caused everything to spiral out of control. It started with a $2,000 investment in 1-800-CONTACTS.
And what?
I lost about
1-800-CONTACTS.
That's what you. Yeah, so your first, hold on, investment. Your first investment was in 1-800-CONTACTS?
Sounds like a winner.
What? I put in $2,000 because I saw an article that said it's had great earnings, but what I didn't realize that the great earnings was well below expectations. Within 10 minutes, I lost like $400.
Right.
I was distraught, and that started the spiral. Every paycheck went to my account, and before I knew it, my wife left me. And
since you're talking about this, didn't your first wife leave you because you gambled away? Like, weren't you gambling like your 401k?
Basically, what happened is we went through the Rom roller coaster that you guys well know, day trading, back and forth, daily highs and lows. But she said, that's it. It's done. No more stock trading. I said, okay. So I was good for 6 months. We sold the house. I was actually doing quite well. Made somewhere in the round 200K, I think, on the house sale. So we're waiting for the new house to be built. We had 200 sitting in the bank.
Just sitting
and I put it all in. And I hid it from her. The mistake I made is I came home. I left the receipt of the transaction on the table saying I'll get to it later and hide it.
Yeah.
And I forgot about it. I was downstairs watching TV. And, you know, my ex-wife is at the door bawling with a paper in her hand and said, get out. And that was it.
Drab says he received a text about you in the last day or so. Drab, why don't you tell us about it?
My buddy Blaine, I haven't even talked to the guy in years, He sends me a text that says, I'm walking into Craft House in Arlington, and some whack job in a red car is screaming out his window, and I look over, and of course it's Rom screaming at nobody in the middle of the street.
What are you doing?
I mean, my wife, I just want to get her on the air, and she's, like, walking away from me. I was yelling, I was picking her up, and, Maria, can you just tell him what happened? Come on, tell the judge what happened. Hey, give us some residual AD for
you.
This is his Russian bride, who he lied about his background when he met her.
Yeah. Hello, yeah. Marina.
He duped her.
Hi, good morning.
Marina, hello. Remind our listeners, how did you and Rami meet?
We met online.
Online?
It was like Yahoo something, Yahoo personal.
Right.
And then what did he say about him? Like, what attracted you to Rom when you saw, like, his picture and his bio? What did it say about him?
He said he loves hiking, biking, fine dining, museums, and that he's very adventurous.
Right. The guy literally,
fine dining is
the guy
Burger
literally
King.
Eats Burger King every day.
Yeah. He wouldn't know a hiking trail if it bit him.
How many times do you think you've been to the casino with him?
At least probably for the past 9 years we've been together, at least hundreds probably.
Yeah, hundreds of times.
They just got back.
How many times have you been hiking?
Zero.
How many times have you been biking?
I don't think he knows how to bike.
Right.
I don't think he has ever been on a bike.
And how about a museum?
Yeah, how many times have you been to, like, the museum?
Oh, no museum.
Is it like
only
a blackjack Hall of Fame?
Only thing we do is a blackjack table.
Right.
And yet you've stayed with him all these years.
What is it?
He's my Bucci bear. No, he's a nice guy. He has a good heart. He has great sense of humor. I mean,
you're
going to get it all, you know?
Oh, my God.
Some things you sacrifice, some things you get.
Aren't you worried about his health?
I am. I actually am worried. We talked about it a lot, and, like, at this point, I got to see the change. I am worried.
But you've been saying that for years.
For 9 years. Is he still smoking like a chimney?
You know how many times he's told me that we're getting groceries, Harris Teeter? Like, he was going to start right then.
Right.
I mean, he doesn't smoke as much as he used to smoke. Like, he used to smoke like a pack a day. So,
right.
He doesn't do that. Then he quit smoking for like a good 6 months. He hasn't touched it. But
now you don't smoke.
But
all
then
those
we go
years,
back to the casino, and he starts again.
Yeah,
the
he goes
casino,
to the casino.
The
he
casino.
Can't help himself.
All those years where you're not a smoker and he's smoking. Isn't it gross to, like, kiss him?
It is gross. Yeah. Even the smell of it is like, ugh.
Well, you don't really kiss him anymore.
You,
do you?
You've stopped doing that.
You don't
right?
kiss him anymore, right?
Come on. I mean, when he smokes, no. Like, I don't even allow him to be next to me. And
right.
I'm, like, force him, like, you know, wash his hands and everything. I'm like, don't be, like, you know, get away from me.
Right, isn't so he gross? Hold on. Isn't he gross even when he's clean?
No, I mean, I'm a Bucci bear.
That's the Bucci bear, yes.
All right, we only have a minute. Why was Drab's friend, why did he see Rom yelling? Was he yelling at you? What was going on there on the streets?
Yes. He was picking me up from work, and he saw me, like, walking across the street, and he was yelling, like, Boopski! Boopski!
Oh, okay.
That's what he was saying. Yes.
What does that mean, Boopski?
That's my husband.
What does that mean?
He thinks it sounds Russian, and I'm like, no, it doesn't. he made
Russian
it up,
pet
but I'm
name.
Like, that's not Russian language, no. And he's like, no, the full name is Boopski Poopski. So.
You ever think about taking him home to Mother Russia with you?
I tried, and with these...
Could you leave him there?
I tried to go in June with this, like, you know, football stuff. I tried to convince him at least to stay in Moscow for a week, but that didn't work.
Maybe he'd be detained. Do America a favor.
Marina, congratulations on the World Cup run. Impressive run for Russia.
Yeah, go Russia! Yes.
All right.
Guys, I'm going to give it to Rami Bear.
We're done with him.
Somebody
yeah, we're done.
Rom,
yeah,
we don't need him anymore.
Rom may have evolved a little bit, like giving up some of his ADs for a Marina.
Yes.
Just real quick, Putin actually has a good out in the future, because when I did the 200K with the ex-wife, the court gave her the 100 cash that I didn't put in the market. The 100 cash that I put in the market, they gave to me in the stock. It was worth $16K at the time. So,
I do love that he calls Marina Putin as like a pet name. Wow.
So if anything, you know, Putin will hopefully retire in ICPK, baby!
See, this is who,
this is
who
what you're gonna see.
With.
Well, no, this is what this is the person you're gonna see on Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's what he's gonna do. Wait, he's gonna go.
How many jerseys does he have?
Wait, wait, Rom.
Does he have one jersey or two?
I think I got a new one. Rom, are you coming to the summer dress party?
Oh, I hung up on him. I didn't even mean to.
He's coming.
This is rhetorical.
You think he'd ever miss that?
I basically had to have him borderline thrown out last year because he was so annoying. Mm. I'm sure it's gonna be the same in 2018. More of the same.
If he gets really annoying, I can leave at any time.
Was that the night of the Mayweather fight? Mayweather-McGregor?
Possibly, yeah.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Rom wanted to do bits on the mic. I said, no, I'm not giving you the mic because you're going to be an idiot. Of course, I acquiesced. I said, if you say one foul thing, I'm going to have you thrown out. Of course, he drops an F-bomb. I told security, escort him out because he's annoying me. By the way, he's having him removed.
You mentioned this very early in the show, and I know we got to go to break. You stumbled yesterday because there was a hottie pitotty.
Just for a second. I was like, well, I believe I said, look at this silly that just won the prize.
Right.
Something along those lines. Grab t-shirt was there.
Was she like a 9?
I mean, grab?
Higher.
She was probably very young. She was 21.
So she was perfect.
She's pretty hot. I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, she just was.
You rarely hear a fawn over a chick.
Well, was a fawn.
Unless it's like Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Here's the thing. Because it was a junk's appearance. It's such an outlier.
I understand.
I was just taken aback.
All right, we're going to talk some NFL next.
I hope she shows tomorrow.
Jay Busby, NFL writer for Yahoo Sports, joins us next here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.